Hello.
Hey Clarissa, this is Sam here.
Hey Sam, I actually have an email with for with I just have to renew it with my GoDaddy that says orders at Wisteria Vines Boutique. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Do I need to let you know that or?
About what? What email did you get from GoDaddy?
When I originally signed up for GoDaddy, like with my web page name and everything, I have an email that says orders at WisteriaVinesBoutique.com.
So what is the exact purpose that we haven't do it anything with the GoDaddy yet? We just connect your domain with our hosting. That's it. I mean, we don't have any access to do it with your GoDaddy. We have access to just connect your domain with our hosting server. That's it. We don't have any access for other options. Are you
So,
there?
like,
Yep.
how did you get my WisteriaVinesBoutique.com domain and everything?
Who get it?
I did. And I had to give you guys my information to go into my GoDaddy.
Exactly. You gave us information, right? So what we did, we just go there and connect your domain name with our hosting server. That's it.
Okay.
And because we need to launch your site, right, on your domain. So for the that's why we just go there and connect your domain with our hosting.
Okay. All right.
And
Okay. All
Oh,
right.
by the way, did you speak with my technical guy? What did he said to you?
I don't think he's understanding what we're wanting, so I'm gonna reach out to my friend, or I'm gonna call ShipStation myself and find out and get the information that I need.
What happened? You just let me know. I can help you with it. What happened? Please share with me.
So I need some way for the information to, like, when I get a sale, correct? Need to send through an email, what have you, da 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 da. Okay. So yesterday, I think it was Dave, he was going over and telling me it's going to cost me $499. I'm like, no, because I don't want to pay that much right now. So my husband and I, we called a friend of ours who actually, which we did not know, he actually builds web pages. And I asked him, I said, what do you use on yours? He's like, he uses ShipStation. Because Dave was telling me about the coding that's going to cost, it's going to cost us, to integrate the coding. But from what I understand, that ShipStation already has all that. And our web page you guys already use has WooCommerce for the tracking. So all that's already integrated in there. And I
Okay.
asked him, I said, would they want to charge me for $499? And he said, I'm kind of leery about that. So,
No, let me explain you what happened, right? What he cost you for the USPS for the integration, right? The same goes to the ShipStation as well. If you want to go with the ShipStation also a platform for the shipping. Once you receive orders, the ShipStation will take care of the to ship out that order from. He will take pick the order from your from the point of origin, right, and they will ship out to the clients, right? The same way how the USPS provided the service, right? But and he mentioned to you like the price is $499 for the USPS, but the ShipStation, if you want, and you want to go with the ShipStation, so somehow it's just that the ShipStation also cost to you, right, for the integration, because the ShipStation needs to connect with the WooCommerce, and then we need to set up all the things. That is
that's
also
not the way
cost
this
to
is
you, but
working.
not that much
That's not the
cost.
way it was.
But that is
So let me.
that is not that much cost to you. Like a 499 is not that much cost to you. It's cost you like a 399.
Okay, here's my question. With the U, with connect, so what you're doing with the USPS, right? Is if that's being integrated into my web page, if USPS is going to let me know when I have an order?
What happened, right? Once you have an order, so USPS should know about that thing that he, she, or he receive an order. She needs to pick, or he needs to pick the order from the point of origin, whatever the origin you have put it there.
Well, I'm the one that's going to be sending it out. So my question is, how will I know who to send it to and what product?
The product, like once you receive an order?
Yes. Let's say if you order, okay, so where does that information go to?
What happened? First, when somebody will order on your website, so you will receive an email like this person has placed an order and this is the order and this is the order ID as well. And if you need to track these orders, you just go to the back end. I will provide the complete admin access. So you go to the admin access and click on the orders and you will see all the orders list. Once you select the order, you will have all the details related to that order. Like this is this person, the person name, shipping address, billing address, phone number, email address, and what they have already ordered, like how many products they have ordered, and how much they have paid to you. All the information is there, right? Once you, there is an option also to proceed with or the complete order or process. Like a status, of the option of the status, like process, complete, ready to pick up, and all that stuff. Once you click on the complete or ready to pick up, so USPS knows, like USPS get the notification from your website, like this order has been ready. Now we need to get and go ahead and pick that order. So they will come to you at your point of origin, and they will pick the order, and they will ship out to the client.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
that's
more like a
it's the same. It's the same thing.
Yes,
it's the same thing will be happened with the ship station. There is no difference between the ship station and the USPS. But the option difference was that USPS, if you will integrate USPS, you will have the one shipping option. If you go with ship stations, you will have the multiple shipping options. Like USPS, UPS, FedEx, or the Leopard and other shipping, shipping companies.
Okay, so once we connect the USPS to the web page, that's all we need to do, right? I don't need to do anything else.
Sorry.
So once we do the USPS to the web page, like all the information just sent you, we don't need to do anything else, correct?
No, you don't need to do anything else. No. Right? That's the thing.
Okay, so like, then what's the $4.99 for?
$4.94 is the integration process. We need to set up all the things in the back end, right? Everything needs to be set up in the back end on the website, right? That's the thing.
So the $4.99
is a process fees. Like we what?
Okay. All right. Let me. Okay. So
right,
before we do anything, I understand.
Right. So let's process and the plugin fees that you already mentioned.
A lot of processing fees. Okay.
Process and the plugin.
Give me about a second.
Right, because we need to set up the staff.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, this is Kevin.
He's listening to my husband, Sam.
When are we going to launch this thing?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.